Euro crime fighter Ian Cameron is entering politics. He is with us now to talk about his big move. Welcome, Ian.
Thank you, Chris. I didn't deliberately wear a yellow shirt for the ANC. My chance, but yes, thank you.
Well, Ian, I don't know whether I should congratulate you or sympathize, but tell us how this big move came about.
Yeah, so more than anything, I think it's not sympathy or congratulations, but rather support. So over the last year and a half, I have spent a lot of time, not directly with the DA as such. We'll get to that part of the discussion now, but with people in local and provincial government, and really working together on so many different initiatives, mostly in the Western Cape, and just over a year ago, we did have a discussion about the idea of I actually had the discussion with my wife, you know, should I get more involved or not? And then I decided to apply in the confidential candidate process. So for not quite a year, but let's say in the last 8 to 10 months, I went through the confidential candidate process. And I must say, it felt a little bit... felt a little bit daunting. I suddenly had to write these things about politics, which is not necessarily, it's not all about politics, but about the party and so on. And it's a little bit out of my comfort zone. So went through the process, and then last week I received the news that I am likely quite electable. And there's still a few smaller things that need to be sorted out. But in short, I am on the list for National Assembly. And I decided to make the jump. And there's a specific reason for it. I think the last 14, almost 15 years, I've really put in tremendous effort on ground level to make an impact in terms of violent crime for people across the board in South Africa. You know, of violent crime specifically. You and I have spoken about it so many times. And I think we're at a very dangerous place in South Africa where the police's wheels, for all practical purposes, have come off, in my opinion. And we need to find any way and means possible to try and influence that. Now, I think in terms of the civil rights space, we've done a lot, but I don't know if that can be enough. And I don't think everything can necessarily be changed overnight. I know it can't, but I know that a mixture of at least what I've been involved with over the last few years and doing more, you know, direct policy influencing and so forth through a parliamentary process can make a broader spectrum impact. And then decided that I think the DA is the body with which and with whom I would like to take on that journey with.
Well, Ian, you have brought justice to so many people who would otherwise never have had that justice, and in so many communities across South Africa. So who's going to fill your shoes now?
So from my side, I'm gonna stay as involved as I possibly can. Obviously, things will change. But I'm going to stay as involved as I possibly can. With the existing cases that I am working on at the moment, I'll also stay involved. And the DA already, they've said, you know, that there's no issue with that. I think for me, fortunately and unfortunately, many of these cases have become so personal, and I'm very grateful for the relationships that I've built with the families. I wouldn't have it any other way. But in terms of unfortunately, it means that you can't be everywhere at once. So that could be slightly challenging. In terms of the investigations and Action Society side, everything's going on as per usual. They've got the investigation team. Kaylin Palm is playing a lead role in coordinating that. So for all practical purposes, things are going ahead. Obviously, as well, you know, there will be changes, and it will take some time for everyone just to find their feet, but that's normal. You know, change happens in organizations, and I think it's a matter of time very short matter of time, actually, for them to just gain their momentum again and then continue as per usual.
Ian, looking back, what cases are the ones that you will never forget, the ones where you feel you brought justice that would never otherwise have happened?
Yeah, so there are a few. Unfortunately, most of them are the ones that I couldn't bring justice with. The others, you feel relieved. I think the one that an element of justice has been brought is Liesel de Jager. You've been following that case for long too, from Amantem Toti. And I think positive news is that Werner was denied bail. Her husband was denied bail about 2 weeks ago, which was very good news to me. I think I'm a firm believer in the rule of law, and there was no special circumstances for him, to receive bail. But nevertheless, I think the cases that bother me and that bug me are actually two child cases. The one is the murder case of Mia Buerta just outside Paul. It's over 520 days, and the police have never come back with any form of solid feedback to the family. And DNA evidence is still outstanding, which is really frustrating. So in a personal capacity, I will continue being involved there as far as I possibly can. And then a case with which my hands feel a little bit chopped off is the case of Bokabo Poe, also a four-year-old little girl that was murdered and mutilated in Gauteng. I think to this day, they haven't even found every body part of little Bokabo, and they still haven't found the murderer. So, the guy that was prosecuted was eventually found guilty for a different rape case, but unfortunately, couldn't be linked to the murder. So makes it really, really frustrating. And there are a few others, Chris, but I think, I will continue to try and monitor them as far as I can. And my team, in terms of the investigation side, feels like a family. So we still speak almost 24/7. We're in contact and share information and so on. And I really hope that in the future that can continue and maybe, just maybe, with a different platform, there's a way of having even bigger influence to help them get the job done.
Well, Ian, we are looking forward to hear you as a speaker at our annual conference later this month. We no doubt you will tell us more about your future plans and how you are going to continue making a difference in this transition from civic campaigner to politician. Thank you for speaking to Biz News. I'm Chris Stain.
Thank you, Chris.